The Forza Motorsport video game franchise has a history dating back to 2005 when the first game was released for the original Xbox games console. Now fast forward to 2017 and the 10th game in the Forza series, Forza Motorsport 7, has just been released for Xbox One and PC. Now joining me via phone in from the US to talk about the game is Chris Bishop from the game's developer Turn 10 Studios. G'day Chris.
G'day, thanks for having me. Yeah, really excited to be here talking to you from Seattle, where we make the game.
Exciting times. First of all, let's talk technology. As it has been around 12 years since the first Forza game, what can you do with racing games now that you could only dream of way back in 2005?
Oh, yeah. Well, as you mentioned, it's been a long time. You know, a lot has changed, but our vision has really remained the same. Our overall vision at Forza is to make video game lovers fall in love with cars and people who love cars fall in love with video games and really just create an amazing community that have that shared passion. And the technology allows us to do more interesting, more engaging, more immersive things year after year. This year for Forza Motorsport 7, we really tried to focus on delivering that immersion like never before. You know, racing cars, driving cars in real life at high speeds, in a competitive standpoint, can be very thrilling and very dangerous. And we really tried to bring that into the game. So one of the ways is graphics that we do that, and stuff like having 700 cars that have parts that shake and rattle with speed really goes a long way to making you believe that you're really in that car. It's a much more gritty, much more dangerous feeling game from the audio, from the graphics, and just the overall gameplay experience that we deliver through the campaign or multiplayer. So yeah, we really try to deliver that real world, excitement and danger that you get from racing. And the higher, the more powerful consoles, along with Xbox Live, which connects players from PC to Xbox, allows us to do that.
Now, there is a little bit of a competition in this area in terms of motorsport video games. So what for you makes Forza Motorsport the best racing simulation experience out there?
Well, if I had to say one thing, it's our community. We have a massively big community. Well over 5 million players are playing our game, playing a Forza title every month. And they are just the most passionate gamers out there. They love cars. They love video games. And as you noted, it's been 12 years that we've been building this community. Now, specifically to Forza Motorsport 7, which many of them are now enjoying, I'll state some of the obvious key features. And the first one, car game, how many cars do you have? We were 700 Forza Vista cars. None of the other competition comes close from current generation racing simulation games. And all 700 of those cars are Forza Vista, which means that they're fully explorable inside and out, on and off the track. We also have the most amount of Ferrari, Porsche, and Lamborghini that has ever been in any racing video game. So those are consistently the top three from a global standpoint, fan-requested car manufacturers. But we have just a huge range of cars. We, of course, have, you know, like I mentioned, the big three with a really special partnership with Porsche. But we have seven decades of vehicles in our game. So everything from pre-war to future concepts, modern supercars, everything in between. As we know it, your favorite car probably isn't my favorite car. And we need to really make sure that we treat all of them with the same level of detail and really try and have that variety for players.
I bet as a developer, you do get a lot of requests for different cars in the game. So there's a bit of communication going back and forth with your community and car manufacturers, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing how much it's changed over the last several years. The relationship with car manufacturers and video game makers like ourselves. When we first started, this is purely a licensing play where we would go to different car manufacturers. I think we had around 100 or so cars in our first order of motorsport, and we're like, hey, we're making this video game. Can we please pay to use your car? And, you know, they worked with us on creating that car in the virtual world, but it was really, we were treated just like the toy department or, you know, just purely a licensing kind of aspect. Now the partnerships are really truly massively big partnerships, and not just licensing, but engineering is very involved with their engineering teams. And it's much bigger on the marketing side as well. So I'll use Porsche, our hero partner for Forza Motorsport 7, as the example. We were able to reveal the 911 GT2 RS for the first time to the world on stage at E3. So it is an amazing honor that Porsche trusted us to not only keep the car confidential until that reveal, but then reveal it in a way that, you know, felt good to them. And that was all, again, thanks to the community and passion of our Forza Racing fans. So that was pretty cool, just showing as an example on the marketing side, how we're helping car manufacturers reach a different audience, you know, typically a younger audience that are playing video games, but just a different audience than they might already be talking to through their automotive channels. And then on the engineering side, it's really exciting what's going on there too. Specifically with Porsche, again, the 911 is a very famous car that many people are aware of, but a very unique car in the sense that it's rear engine, rear wheel drive. Again, taking the GT2 RS as an example, you know, insanely powerful, something that 10 or at least probably 20 plus years ago would have been very, very hard to keep on the road in a controlled manner, especially like you can do with it today with all the assists and the advanced suspension. So what's really cool is we're working with the manufacturers like Porsche to actually get their engineers to talk to our engineers on how they build the cars, what they do to make that car handle like it does. And then we use that data to make our simulation engine better. Now, all that simulation, our physics, is really being done on the back end on a secure server. So every time that a car goes around a turn and the suspension has to figure out what's going on in the virtual world, sometimes on your console, processes are going around 360 times per second. But on the back end, a lot of that algorithm has already been processed on the servers, and that's where we keep their secure data combined with our secure data, basically a simulation that's driving a simulation in the game. So it's really, really high tech, crazy stuff, but it's really exciting to see the automotive world change and now treat us like a real, you know, hero partner, which we love, and we've been fortunate enough to work with a lot of some of the biggest car manufacturers out there, and I just have some amazing partnerships with them.
I guess another example of that trust is, Chris, you might remember a time where you could perhaps license a car into a game, but they would not let you damage the car in some games.
Yeah. We're fortunate enough to be able to do that in Forza Motorsport 7. You can have it to where there's no damage shown at all. You can do cosmetic only, which I personally like to do because I hit stuff once in a while, and or you can be super hardcore and crank it up to full simulation damage, where you'll actually you know, eventually destroy the car and it'll stop running and not performing just like it would in the real life.
That tends to be how I play the game, Chris. I use other cars to help me get around the corner. It is, I guess, fair to say that not everyone may have played all of the games in the Forza series. So, I mean, I think you've touched on this quite a bit in terms of the physics and everything that's going on. But what is the direction of the current game, and how has it sort of evolved over the last few years to bring us into Forza Motorsport 7?
Yeah, well, you know, taking a few steps back, Forza Motorsport 5 was our hero title for the Xbox One launch. And that at the time was about bringing video racing games into what we called then next gen. Now I guess it's just current gen, but that was 1080p and 60. Forza Motorsport 6, we added a lot more content, 460 cars, several more tracks, night racing. And Forza Motorsport 7, we really tried to just blow it out of the park as far as content. So again, over 700 cars, 32 environments, which have over 200 circuits. So variety was something that that fans were telling us they wanted more of, you know, more cars, more tracks, so that every time they fire the game up, they have something new and different to play. So we really focused on delivering that mass amount of content, along with what I talked about earlier, and that's delivering that immersive thrill of racing, really trying to make it feel dangerous and intense, all those emotions that you get, which is so hard to duplicate, you know, that real world feel, but we tried to do it as best as we could in the virtual world. Another thing is the dynamic sky. So if you've played Forza Horizon 3, it had just beautiful skies from there in Australia that we sourced. And we took that tech on how we created those skies and brought that into Forza Motorsport 7. So all the skies now in the game are all dynamic skies, many of which have dynamic weather. And it just really adds to a beautiful, beautiful game to look at. And it's always changing. So every time you play this game, the sky is going to be moving. And it just makes for, you know, a very immersive, very dramatic, and again, lots of variety. So it doesn't feel stale.
I do love that in a racing game, some of the most important features aren't the cars. And I think it is a valid point to say, you know, your backgrounds are a really key part of that realism too.
Yep.
Now, for anyone jumping into Forza for the first time, perhaps you can give us a bit of a roadmap of how to approach the game. I've just turned it on. I've never played Forza before. Where do I start? Am I going into single player? Should I jump into multiplayer? Where do we go?
Yeah, great question. It's really up to you. There's no right or wrong answer, I would say. I'll give you a few tips. So the game starts, it plays a really cool intro movie, and then it throws you into three different driving experiences. You get to drive around the Porsche 911 GT2 RS around Dubai. You get to drive around a Mercedes race truck, and then a Nissan GTR in a storm. So we wanted to quickly throw some highlights at you, show you kind of the variety that you could expect down the line. And then after that, you're immediately offered, do you want to continue in single player or do you want to jump into multiplayer? So very early, each of those races that I mentioned are just one lap. But very early on, after you complete those, you can jump right into the multiplayer hoppers. You can, of course, go into career. One of the very first things I did was go into split screen. And had fun with a friend who was over at my house. You can also create private multiplayer sessions. So again, if you're new to the game, maybe you don't want to jump in there with 23 other real world drivers that might have more experience than you. And maybe you have one friend who's already been playing the game, and you can create a private multiplayer hopper where just the two of you, or however many of you, up to 24 players can play together on the tracks, can get experience. So really the options are endless.
So Chris, they're good for players at all levels then?
Yeah, so to take that a step farther, our assists in this game are extremely customizable, and I would say definitely one of our strongest features compared to any of the other racing games out there. Excuse me. And what I mean by assists are everything is customizable. We have it to where you can have the game help you brake and help you steer. Of course, we will make it from automatic to manual, manual with clutch. Traction control, stability management, many different settings, but it's completely up to you. And what's really cool is if you're new and you're not a racing game pro, you can turn a lot of these assists on, and it'll really help you get around the track and help you handle that car. You can also change the view. I think we have 7 or 8 different views now from multiple ones in the cockpit. A lot of people who are new like that third person view, so you can kind of see the car. But you can really get in there and adjust everything. And when you're in single player, you can adjust the assists on the fly. So you can, you know, drive for half a lap and be like, oh, I feel like it's maybe braking too much for me. So you could dial back the braking, so you're just on ABS, or even turn that completely off. But it's all fully customizable, so that if you're a new player, you can have the confidence to get around the track. One brand new assist that's really cool is a friction assist. So basically, when you inevitably fly off the track, you make a mistake and you fly off, you know, a lot of times you'll fly into dirt or grass that has traditionally low traction. Well, if you have this assist turned on, we actually cancel that out and basically make it so that the traction doesn't change. So you can get right back on the track and have a better chance at competing. Now, if you do turn that assist on, we won't track your lap times for like leaderboards and stuff like that. So we do want to make it fair and competitive. But at the same time, you know, that's just one example of probably boy, I would say at least 10, if not closer to 20 assists that are fully customizable. So if you're a really experienced player, you can turn off a lot of those assists and really you're controlling that card 100%. Like we talked about earlier with damage, you know, you can do full clutch with a manual transmission. Or on the other end of the spectrum, if you're new, you can just pick up the controller and play. And we have all those assists, most of the assists turned on to start. So when you do pick up the game, know that the assists are on and you probably want to get in there and start dialing those back as you play more and more and get better at the game.
Great. Well, Chris, as mentioned, I won't be needing those assists because I'll just use the other cars to leverage me around the corners.
I like your style.
Thanks very much, Chris. Looking forward to spending some more time in Forza Motorsport 7 on Xbox One. And thanks again for taking time out for Tech Daily.
No problem. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you.